Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has, actually, yeah.
I think last time we spoke was on Zoom, probably in June, I think, of last year.
That's right, yeah.
So there was no marriage at that point that I'd heard about.
Well, not that you heard about. No. I kept things under wraps for quite a while.
So. Rightly so. But listen, we're here today because you've launched a fizzy drink.
Yeah.
Now, I can't imagine the healthiest woman I know launching a fizzy drink, but yeah. I guess that's kind of the point, isn't it?
That's kind of the point. I do have a sweet tooth. You just can't be putting junk into your body during training camp. And so we came up with this idea with Sisu to come up with a healthy soda. And this is incredible. I mean, it's full of magnesium. It's a probiotic, high in fiber.
Really?
Vitamin D. But it also tastes incredibly well.
I was going to say, because that's what surprised me that you said all those things. Because I just had a sip of Physique, passion fruit, and yuzu. It's gorgeous. Yep. So then you're telling me it's high in fiber and vitamin D.
These are essential minerals and vitamins that you actually need. It's full of. So.
And like I drink three things, right? Yeah. Water, tea, and a particular fizzy drink, right? They're the three things I drink. I won't mention it because it's not one of these ones yet. Yeah. But like, I guess I always figured that the fizzy drink there's never going to be a good version.
Yeah.
It just fizzy, like, okay, you can get carbonated water, I guess, maybe with a bit of fruit flavors. Even then you're going, what are they flavored with or whatever, you know. So you've tried to create something that ticks all of the boxes. That's always a difficult thing.
It is. It's definitely a bold move.
So do you know what yuzu is?
Yeah.
I
was told about that.
Sure, yeah. Lemon and ginger, zesty lemon and ginger, watermelon, lime and mint. Oh, that sounds nice. And blood orange and mango. Would you agree with me that certain foods taste better with a fizzy soft drink?
I know.
No, seriously, not. Like, I think Italian food, and the people who love a little glass of red wine will tell me off, but I think Italian food with a fizzy drink, for some reason,
there's certain foods you need a fizzy drink with.
Yeah. Burritos. Sure. Burritos, lads. Exactly. I don't care what anyone says.
You just can't have water with burrito.
No, you can't. Carl, who works on my show, has a pint of milk with everything. He's from Tipperary, so we leave him worry about that. And then Sisu, like, so this brand that already existed before you started to dream of this and think of this, was Sisu something you were familiar with? Did you take their shots?
Yeah, I've been working with Sisu for the last year or so.
Right.
My manager, Brian, has been talking to Brian from Sisu for quite a few years now, actually. But Sisu are a very well-respected brand, and they do create better-for-you drinks as it is. So they have that expertise in that field. And so it was great just to partner with them, because this is all new to me.
Yeah.
I'm not naturally a business person. I'm an athlete, and I'm trying to transfer from an athlete now to a business person.
Of course, yeah.
And so it's been a huge learning curve, but they're amazing innovators, and having a chance to partner with someone like them has been incredible.
And it's fine if it is, right? But is this just Sisu do all the work? Kate Taylor sticks her name on it, or have you been flavor tasting and like product testing all the way along?
Yeah, we've been in conversation for the last few months now.
Okay, to try and get it.
I'm heavily involved in all of this, and
I can't imagine if these are the flavors. What flavors have you rejected? That's what I'd love to know.
Yeah.
What ones didn't make the Kate Taylor
flavors? Just didn't go well for me. Okay. I can't remember what you had, blackcurrant or something else. But
you were just like, no, not that one.
exactly. But we're going to obviously expand as well as the months go on. But these are the four flavors that we're starting with.
Well, they're very good, as I said. I've had one so far, and I'll be testing the other three for sure. So you mentioned the transition, I guess, from athletes to business person to just future Katie, right? Whatever that is. Like, is nutrition, is drinks, is something along the line of healthy living, is that something that really appeals to you as a businesswoman?
I absolutely love my whole life has been health and fitness, really. And I love the feeling of being healthy. I love the feeling of being fit. I love challenging myself. I love working hard, and I just love being as fit as I can. It's an absolute gift. We only have this body, and so it's a privilege to be able to move our body without any pain. So I want to be able to keep my body fit and healthy, and so that is something that I'm very, very passionate about.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense then. And the last time we spoke, though, because you always tell me little things that maybe you regret and forget, right? But you told me that you love chocolate.
Yes.
You love chocolate, right? And you said, like, after
a
fight...
I still love chocolate.
You do, I'm sure you do. And after a fight, you love a slice of chocolate cake, because obviously, immediately after a fight, you need to get calories in. You don't have to worry too much about what you're eating. But, like, are we... if we fast forward a bit, are we kind of getting, I don't know, Katie Taylorios, like, are there,
yeah, you know what I mean? Putting like, ideas into my head, yeah, here.
Katie yeah, and chocolate. Yeah, I mean, there's loads of things, yeah, you could be dreaming,
yeah,
up here. Like,
yeah, I haven't really thought too much about that right now. But
if you could find, if you found a healthy fizzy drink, maybe you could find, yeah, us a healthy chocolate.
Yeah, maybe. Well, yeah, we'll see what happens.
See. Look, we've had, like, let's go back, right? We've had Katie the Irish footballer. We've had, mm-hmm, Katie the amateur boxer, Katie the professional boxer. Now we're seeing the emergence of Katie the businesswoman. But I can't imagine, if and when you retire, I can't imagine, as you said, you'll be in the gym. I can't imagine you sitting down. I can't imagine you being relaxed and just, like, I know, I've said this so many times, that like, if I ever made any money, I am gone, right? Like, the smallest amount, yeah, of money, that I don't have to work anymore. I'm on a beach somewhere with somebody serving, yeah, me physique, yeah, in a glass, right? Like, I don't have the ambition, yeah, that people like you have.
Yeah.
But so what will you feel that void with? Will it be business? Will it be, yeah, personal? So what will kind of sit there as goals and targets, yeah, and things for Katie Taylor beyond boxing?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely am a very driven person and a very ambitious person, and I do love to work hard. I like going to bed, and I know that I put a good day's work in. So I love the fact I have projects like this just to put my focus and my energy and my passion into. And there's plenty of other stuff that I'm doing as well, but there is lots of stuff going on in my life right now. I have obviously a husband as well that I need to focus a bit on him as well.
That's,
so
that's true. Yeah, that is happening.
So
yeah,
it's life is very, very good. It can be very busy at times as well, but it's all good stuff.
And listen, you've always been a very private person, and there's nothing I respect, yeah, more than that. So tell me to shut up whenever you want me to answer a question or whatever. But like, about you're speaking about your marriage and your husband and someone you want to focus on. This for us came out of the blue.
Yeah, yeah.
In as much detail as you want to share, like, how did it come around for you? Because it was, you were married before we knew you were married, yeah, which I think is great. Yeah. I'm fair play to you, but I've heard you say that love kind of it crept up on you. You weren't necessarily, yeah, looking for it, yeah, or planning for it, but then you can't help these things, can you?
Yeah, you can't help these things, and it's the most amazing thing, isn't it? To be in love and to be married, and
totally.
It's been an amazing couple of years, and I couldn't be happier. I'm madly in love, crazy about him, so, and hopefully he feels the same about me.
I would imagine he does.
He is right here.
Hello.
But it's been an amazing couple of years, and I definitely am very grateful that love did sneak up on me on my final stage of my career.
Amazing.
It's amazing timing.
And then and in terms of, like, what's going to happen beyond boxing, just we'll go forward for a second, mm, again. Like, I just picture, you know, you really working hard in all of these ventures. Are you tough on yourself, though? Like, you've achieved everything there is to achieve, mm, in boxing. That may not necessarily be the case for you in business, mm, or in, you know, social friendships. Like, yeah, like, you can't always, yeah, achieve Katie Taylor, yeah, status. Is that okay sometimes?
Yeah, it definitely is okay. Okay, as long as I give it my all, then, mm, I can actually be happy with that.
Okay.
And be satisfied with that. I definitely do strive for excellence. I love that word, excellence. I want to be excellent at everything I do. And I think having that mentality is very, very good in situations like this. Sometimes I can actually be a bit too intense.
I was just going to ask you that. How are your patience levels?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they?
Well, I'm working on it.
In fact, maybe I shouldn't ask you. Yeah, maybe, yeah, I should, exactly, ask someone sitting over there. Exactly. Oh, he's applauding, yeah, my question, right? No, because, exactly, I can imagine, like, if you, like, let's say, for example, you're queuing in a car park to get out. Are you sitting on the horn? Like,
no,
you're,
I would be lacking patience in areas like that.
Right, right, right.
But I like to have...
But achievement-wise.
Achievement-wise, yeah. I think at times I'm probably a bit too intense and... but that's that personality has got me to where I am today.
It
so
certainly has, yeah. Stick with it, yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the boxing. I'm not going to ask you 1,000 Crow Park questions. Don't worry, yeah, you've answered all those. But what I will ask you is this really retirement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I think once I call it a day, I'm not going to be the type of person who comes back again and come out of retirement.
Okay, the reason I ask that, though, is because in the sport of boxing, we've seen, particularly over the last number of years,
yeah,
that retired boxers, and in long retired boxers, mm-hmm, have been I guess, offered something that they can't really feel like they can refuse.
Yeah, well, if something like that comes up against a YouTuber or something, I'm happy to put it back on again. So if it's a nice easy
you
five.
Fight Jake Paul?
Yeah, exactly.
I know where mine would go, and it wouldn't be on Jake. But I suppose it is a valid question, because you will make a plan. You will say, this is it. I know you have, and you want to retire, and you want to move on with the next chapter in life. But then these opportunities may come back to the fighter Katie in 10 years, and then how will you feel if you're, you know, if you're not in the gym, you'll be in the gym all the time, but not in the gym in the same way.
The same intensity.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen if that opportunity comes in a few years down the line, but I definitely know that after the last fight, that was the first time I ever thought about retirement.
Okay.
And there was nearly like a sense of closure, a sense of fullness to the journey after the last fight. There wasn't really much to go after.
Yep.
And I remember saying to my family the next morning at breakfast that this journey is coming to an end.
Wow.
And so I was
very... It's great that you felt that and knew that and then acted on it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think I'm the type of person who's going to come back at our time. Once I hang the gloves up, I'm going to be thank God for an amazing career. I can look back with a heart full of gratitude.
I know I've spoken to you before about this, but you are such an inspiration for young girls, particularly for everybody, but particularly for young girls. And I think back to maybe when you were younger. Like, Sonia O'Sullivan was an inspiration to a lot of people,
she
right?
She was my hero growing up,
she was, because when you looked at the pantheon of Irish athletes in whatever discipline, there really weren't women to look at bar Sonia.
Yeah.
But now, look at like, I have 11-year-old twin girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I walked into the house yesterday, there were six of them sitting in the back garden having chats with everyone, we were talking away. And I said that I was interviewing you today.
Yeah.
Every single, they're 11 years old. Yeah. They're not allowed to watch boxing matches.
Yeah.
But every single one of them straight away went, Katie Taylor, the boxer. Like, they know who you are. They know what you mean. Yeah. They know you're an image for them of somebody who has achieved the best that they can achieve. And you're an Irish woman. Like, you must understand that is such an amazing position for you to be in, but for them to see you and all the other female athletes we have, you know?
No, absolutely. And like that, one of my heroes, like I said, was Sonia O'Sullivan growing up. And she was so quiet and unassuming, but she was just world class, came back with medals from every competition. And that was the kind of athlete that I grew up watching. And I'm so happy that I can be that person to other some young girls coming up as well. But we also have Liza Cade McCabe, Rashida. Unbelievable. You have Kelly Harrington.
Kelly Harrington,
we have amazing athletes. And who are doing amazing things in their sport, and what an amazing privilege it is to be able to pave the way for the next generation, to be able to be inspirations to these people coming up.
Can I tell you a little secret? I haven't told anyone this, right?
Yeah.
I got the job, such an honour, of being the stadium announcer at the Aviva for the Irish women's games, right?
Amazing.
Honestly, like, biggest honour of my life. Like, Ireland versus Belgium.
Such an amazing moment, by the way.
Totally, for the Irish team, unreal. Katie McCabe scored she actually got a hat-trick against Belgium, but she's her first goal. And this was the first time I ever announced a goal at the Aviva, right? So my blood is racing, my adrenaline's flowing, and the sound guy's telling me when to talk, and then I go, goal for Ireland, number 11, and your captain. And in my head, I said Katie Taylor.
Did you?
Right? Her name is Katie McCabe. I said Katie. Now, I didn't, I had a video of it, right? So the game went on, and I got my phone, and I hit back and went, Katie. And I said McCabe out loud, but in my head I said Taylor.
That would have been terrible. You wouldn't have got a job the next time.
I would never have gotten asked back again. It was so, I don't know what happened to me, but I was just going to shout your name at the top of my voice. I didn't do that.
Well, thank God.
Thank God is right. You're now in the US, in Connecticut, right? Yeah. How's life there, and how different is it to life? Because look, you're a global superstar, right? I was in New York in the summertime with my family. And again, my daughter pointed out and went, Dad, Katie Taylor. And we were in Times Square. Because it was ahead of the Madison Square Garden fight. They lit up the Empire State Building. Yeah. Like, surely you can't go to the supermarket. Sorry, the grocery store. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But are you recognised all the time?
I've been living in America that much. I've actually picked up those words.
Yeah, I say you have,
Like the gas in the car and... you know, the trash can.
And sidewalk, cell phone.
Just don't revoke what Irish is.
No, you're not revoking that no matter what. But are you recognised when you're just going about your daily business?
I'm actually recognised a bit more nowadays than the last few years, but not that often, to be honest.
Okay, so it's not invasive.
Yeah, it's not invasive at all. I have a very, very quiet life over there. Just like I have a quiet life over here as well.
I suppose you get you kind of give out, you get back exactly, what you give out, like
exactly.
Yeah.
And the odd time, but the people recognise me in the shops or whatever. But
you're okay with that?
I'm okay. The people are very, very supportive. But life in general over there is very, very quiet.
It's the way to have it.
Yeah. So
I'm obsessed with Raisin Bran, which is the US version of Sultana Bran,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So much so that my listeners even this week sent me, someone was on holidays, bought two boxes and posted them to me.
I'll go home and bring so much with me.
Please do. That's what I was going to say. Get to the grocery store, put gas in the car, get to the grocery store, bring me some Raisin Bran. That's all I really want. If you could describe Connecticut to our Irish listeners, is there a town or a city in Ireland that feels like Connecticut feels for you?
Is there a town?
Yeah, what's it physically like? Is it a big city or is it like suburbs?
Well, I'm living in a very quiet little small town, but Connecticut itself is a very, very small state, but it's in between Boston and New York, so it's only a couple of hours drive each way.
Each way, okay. Athlone's in the middle of Ireland. It's got Dublin one side, Galway the other side. Is that your Connecticut, maybe?
That's what it is. That's the closest comparison we can get to.
If you do fight in Croke Park, and you have to choose walk-on music, if it had to be Irish, is there a song or is there an artist or is there someone that you would go, that's probably going to sound really cool as you walk out?
Maniac 2000, maybe.
Yes! That's just Mark McCabe, are you listening?
It's an iconic song, isn't it?
Yeah. Well.
It's nearly like our national anthem at this stage.
That would be something else. That would certainly confuse your opponent, I'll tell you that much.
Like, exactly.
What is going on? Well, actually, we recently on Today FM asked our listeners to vote for their favourite ever Irish song. We compiled a top 100, right? It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Cranberry Zombie came in at number one.
Yeah,
but what's Katie's favourite Irish song?
I actually love Snow Patrol.
They had a couple of songs in the top 10, actually, top 20. Yeah, Chocolate, Run.
Run is a brilliant song, isn't it? Is it Open Your Eyes?
Open Your Eyes,
That's another brilliant song as well.
Okay.
And then Hall of Fame, obviously, is the script. Yeah. That's been a brilliant. That's a song that was actually played during the London Olympics. So. Every time that comes on, that reminds me of the Olympic Games.
Amazing. And before his Masters win, Rory McIlroy said he watched The Devil Wears Prada in his hotel room. So yeah. I'm thinking, pre-fight, final fight, I'm in the hotel room on my own, going to watch a movie. What would you pick?
Well, the last movie I watched before the Serrano fight was my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Okay, amazing. So, a rom-com to set you up.
Exactly. Just pretending that I'm having a normal day, you know, I was just trying to relax. what a movie.
Oh, unbelievable. Well, Katie, it's so great to catch up. Every time we talk, I really enjoy it. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You,
and congratulations on physique.
Yeah, thank
and we'll
you
keep
so
an
much.
Eye on this now and find it in all the shops with Sisu. No, get the shots in. But genuinely, it's really exciting to see you kind of take these next steps and, as you said, see the next version of Katie. And whenever you do decide whatever you're doing in terms of a fight, let us know.
Absolutely.
Let's have a chat and we'll chat about
Sounds
it then.
Sounds amazing. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
And there's your manager.
That's the wrap-it-up sound, is it? Thanks, Brian. We're always taking too much time. Katie, thanks a million.
Thanks so much,
Cheers.
Dave
Moore on Today FM.